KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams now in studio with Steve McKee. Want to thank John Mead with John Thomas Jewelers for spending the first two segments with us. He's got a special event next Tuesday with all kinds of, it's a jewelry show and all kinds of celebrity pieces and other kinds of heirloom type things that are going to be really fun for people to go out and look at. So we encourage you to go by there, 2440 Louisiana in the Lewis University building on the third floor. Steve McKee, businessman, author, and political commentator, and maybe a future politician. Welcome into ABQ Connect. Was that a shocker?
Speaking of bad news, right?
Oh, no. I think you'd be great, and the leadership and everything you provide, all the public service things. Steve is the author of two books. He is consistently posting. I haven't seen you anything on the New Mexico Business Journal lately.
Not recently.
Did you make them mad?
I may have. I don't know.
And every time you make a political comment, it seems like somebody's going to get mad at you. But the fun thing that I've enjoyed, Steve, is we've visited now two or three times on the show. And today we're going to talk about, it seems like all the news these days is bad. And we're going to start focusing on whether the world is getting better or worse. But before we go to that question, I want to read to you a couple of things people have said. So the late New York newspaper columnist Franklin Adams once wrote, "Nothing is more responsible for the good old days than a bad memory. You can always fool yourself into seeing a decline if you compare bleeding headlines of the present with rose-tinted images of the past." And then Mark Schuster with GRP Partners, and I'm not sure he's still there, but this article was published February of 2010. He said 73.6% of all statistics are made up. And, of course, you can choose the number.
You can.
And put it in there. And everything is so hard to verify.
Yeah.
And we have talked about our, the New Mexico Film Office and whether the incentives we're providing to all these movie producers is really helping our state.
Mm-hmm.
And there's debatable statistics mm-hmm. about that. We've talked about the economic benefits of legalizing marijuana. We've talked about all those things. And the one thing that I think what our conversation will lead to today is, you realize that the Democrats and the Republicans are always going to have a different opinion.
And different statistics to back it up.
And different statistics. But regardless of all of that, we have to take care of each other.
Yes.
And if we don't start cooperating,
yes,
it isn't going to happen. So let's talk about that. It seems like all news these days is bad, is it?
It's actually not. And it's funny, the quote from the newspaper columnist that you cited, because my wife Denise and I were chatting the other day about the good old days, you know, when you see a photo, and well, those are the good old days. And the truth is, since they're in the past, they can't harm us.
Mm.
So there's no fear associated with them. So you can look back at them, you know, reflectively, even if they weren't so easy, because there's no worry or fear about them harming you. So that, I thought that quote was really true. I found a study as I was preparing for this, academic named Caleb Litaru. He did what he calls sentiment mining.
Hmm.
So he went back 30 years looking at the number of positive and negative words in news outlets. And of course, you have to use a computer to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He found, and I'm quoting this, a steady near linear march towards negativity.
So he's saying the media is kind of responsible.
Well,
for this.
Yes, but the media is us. Because
right.
There was another study here in Canada. This is a psychology experiment. This is fascinating. They had some subjects come into the room and they said, "We're going to do a study on you, but you got to chill here and wait for a minute." So they left a couple of newspaper articles in the waiting room and they watched what people did. And overwhelmingly, people chose the one that was the negative story, you know, corruption or hypocrisy, over the positive story. So we do always say we want good news, but it's kind of like the rubbernecking at a car wreck, right? We always are attracted to that negative thing. So the media, in that respect, in some ways, are just responding to what their readers, and that's our human nature, right? That goes all the way back to our human nature and what we want. So while we all believe we need better news, we don't always get it. But there is good news. There's lots of good news. There's a whole lot of good news. We're so caught up in the present moment that we forget to think, you know, how much life expectancy has improved and how You know, 2 billion people, 2 billion people have been lifted out of poverty in the last 40 years, thanks to the global spread of rule of law and capitalism. 2 billion people.
Yeah, and I think I read a stat that at one time, 80% of the world would have been classified in poverty.
At one time, 99% of the world. I mean, for all but the last 200 years, people lived on $2 a day. That was the average. And there are reasons why the news has gotten a lot better, which we can talk about. But there are a lot of great things happening at sort of a macro level. Somebody else said that good news happens slow and bad news happens fast. You know, so you don't hear the news about all of the airliners that took off and landed today.
That's
right. You hear the one about the one that didn't.
Yeah.
And so when there's that's just sort of how we're built. But the world has gotten to be a lot better place. GDP per person, just in the last, since the turn of the century, gross domestic product per person around the world has increased 52%. Think about that.
Yeah.
The standard of living around the world, now it's unevenly distributed, but it's increased 52% for a whole host of reasons.
So I heard a stat that said if you divided up all the money in the world equally between all the populace, between every person in the world equally, that within, you choose the number of years, the money would be back in the hands of the people that have it now.
Yeah, I heard a quote the other day that said if you're on a desert island and one person had all the money and the other person had all the information, very quickly the person with all the information would have all the money.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're challenging people to really think.
Yes.
You know, we're not a religious show, but we do kind of present things from a Christian worldview. We try to encourage people to honor and respect all men, regardless of their yes. faith, extend love, and you don't have to agree with everybody. Gandhi's attributed with a statement that says, "Friendship that insists on agreement on all things is not worth the name."
Yes.
And I believe that's true. I mean, I have a lot of friends that absolutely do not agree with what I think about Jesus being our Lord and Savior. But they know I love them, and I care about them, and I can disagree with them. And you have to earn that.
Mm-hmm. You can have those same disagreements about politics or economics.
But there's also positions, like you mentioned here a couple shows ago, that our friend Mark Mathis, who came out with a documentary, I want to say now 10 years ago, called Expelled. By the way, I'd encourage anybody to watch it. Expelled is a simple documentary that says if a creation scientist, and this is a person with PhD credentials and science credentials and everything that anyone else has, nuclear physicist level. These are people, though, that believe in a creator. That person would not be allowed to get a job at a secular university in this country. That's what the documentary is about. Mm-hmm. And I think Mark was way ahead of his time. He was absolutely right. So there is a bias on the other side. Everybody wants those Christians to act accordingly. But the funny part is they don't act accordingly.
We are all biased. Mm-hmm. When we admit that, we can get along. It's when we don't and we try to hide it that we're not. And it's true. That's the danger. The reason, I mean, we could go all the way around the block here. The reason the United States has been such a successful country for so long is because of the rule of law and the protection of minority rights and the Bill of Rights and all that sort of thing, which allows for disagreement. If the people with the biases, be it on any side, we've seen this throughout history on the religious side as well, if the people with the biases have all the power, you're going to have death and destruction.
We're going to have more with Steve McKee. I hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Over $3 million of beautiful estate jewelry will be on sale for one day only, Tuesday, September 10th, at John Thomas Jewelers. You can view this incredible collection of rare and unusual estate jewelry, including pieces from Elizabeth Taylor, Shirley Temple, and even Elvis Presley. These items from the 1800s to the present have been beautifully restored to their original condition, with prices starting at only $500. This one-day event will be held at John Thomas Jewelers in the Lewis University Building at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard.
This Hope Christian School update presented by Dream Style Remodeling. For 37 seasons, Coach Jim Murphy has been on the bench for a Hope Christian School Husky Boys basketball team. The result? 16 state championships and a record number of 800 career wins. The New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame will be inducting Coach Murphy at their upcoming banquet. Dream Style Remodeling makes the celebration of the impact, career, and incredible legacy of Coach Jim Murphy and the Hope Huskies. Look for banquet details at HopeChristianSchool.org.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Steve McKee. He is the founder and owner of McKee Wallwork Advertising, longtime national advertising agency. Any international clients?
Yes, we've gotten up
I
into Canada.
I should have said international.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. And he's also not only been a businessman, he's written two books, When Growth Stalls and Power Branding. He got involved in looking at politics in New Mexico, considering how you might help the state of New Mexico.
Simply because we are in our business, we turn around stalled, stuck, and stale brands. Our particular expertise is helping companies that are struggling generate new momentum, and the state we live in is struggling. And so it's just an attempt to sort of, in a public service kind of way, take on a really, really big, natty client.
Yeah,
and try to help address the issues that we would if that client hired us.
So, Steve, why is politics failing on this Democrat-Republican thing? Because I'm sure on your staff right now, you have Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
You have conservatives and liberals and atheists and Christians and people of various backgrounds.
Yes.
But they're all doing their job.
They're all doing their job because we have a very deliberate culture about our vision on the idea that life is about relationships, and that's the most important thing. We won't compromise those things. So there are certain areas we stay away from. I think, you know, the reason our politics is bad is because the short-term incentives are wrong. You know, it's like you see in the primaries, it's really hard for a moderate candidate to get through the primaries to a general, whatever level you're talking about, because of people's lack of interest other than the people on the far, far wings. So you have to pander to the far left or the far right, and so we get candidates. And saw a really interesting, this is probably a topic for another show, but it was a TED Talk about a guy who said, contrary to popular belief, the problem with our politics is that political parties are too weak, not too strong.
Wow.
That might be something to discuss. And he made a really good point. It really made me think about it.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, you know, I used to perceive, I've always perceived sports like a chess match. You know, two coaches with different players and different abilities, you know, organizing thing on a field or a court, and, you know, the best man wins, best woman wins. But I view politics differently. I view it as a tic-tac-toe game. It's a stalemate, just constantly. Nobody ever wins. And I find that really a frustrating experience. But despite the stalemate, there's some good things happening.
Well, yes, and perhaps that's a good segue to it. It sort of depends on your lens. Year to year, cycle to cycle, yes, it appears nobody ever wins. But if you look at the grand sweep of history, there's sort of two things going on here. You know, from a spiritual standpoint, the nature of man does not change. And we are doomed because we're born into sin and all of that. And we need the, you know, redemption of Christ, Holy Spirit, and so that would be the physical laws and the spiritual laws of everything tending towards disarray. Having said that, God also imbued us with creativity, and we've used that creativity, one, to improve our politics. When I say that, if you have a sweeping view of history, the Reformation and Enlightenment and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution set up this whole bounty from which we are benefiting today. So if you look at the grand sweep of history, that creativity in politics has been a good thing. And the creativity, of course, in business and technology has been immense. So at one level, we are acting in God's image when we are being creative and using our minds and improving our world. At another level, we know that the nature of man never changes and there's an ultimate reckoning coming. But at that worldly level, despite our politics, and I agree, I think the American experiment has done wonders for the world. Part of the American experiment is putting the two gladiators in a cage and letting them fight. That's how our laws are made. When it gets into the personal ad hominem attacks, that kind of stuff, it's over the line. But the country was designed, you know, I don't know if you've seen the interior of the U.S. Senate chambers or the House, or this is a great story, when Parliament was destroyed during World War II, they were going to rebuild it and make it spectacular, and Winston Churchill insisted that it rebuilt the same way it was, which is a four-sided room, very, very small, where they all face each other. Those chambers were designed for argument. They were designed to foster argument because that's how you reach compromise.
Well, let's talk about that's interpersonal relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And group relationships. It's not holding a cell phone while walking through the Lincoln Memorial, texting somebody that you're not going to be there to vote today.
You sound like a grumpy old man.
I guess the thing that I want to see is I'd like to see some accountability. You know, we talk about accountability for marriage with men. You know, there had Dennis Popper on the air, and he's gotten involved with Promise Keepers, which has kind of had a resurgence. We have New Mexico Praise, which is literally praying 24/7. So there's accountability. There's things that the Love Respect Conference with Dr. Yeah. Emerson Edricks is this weekend. And all of these things are designed to help men and women communicate together. But I don't see any of those things happening for our politicians. Like, for example, how do you know they went to work today? Now, I'm not trying to question anybody's integrity, but rather than, for example, our New Mexico politicians saying I'm for this or against this, I'd rather have a channel or a video stream that I can watch starting at 9 o'clock in the morning AM in Washington DC, and I'd like to see them having a conversation with one of their opponents on the opposite side of the aisle, listen and have that recorded, and listen to their actual arguments and their points.
That's the way it was designed. So the chambers, as I said, were designed that way, and they also have a gallery where the press and the public was invited to sit and watch. So the way the framers designed it was the different parties would argue. The Senate was set up so they would argue over bigger things for longer periods of time. The House will be more responsive. In public, argue in public. And so you had to prove the strength of your argument, right? That was the point. It wasn't about how you look or your personality or how good you are on the TV talk show tonight. So that's one area where technology, you know, the whole argument for C-SPAN going in and putting camera there was based on that argument. Unfortunately, the camera's locked on the guy who's speaking, and what you can't see is there's nobody else in the chamber. They speak to an empty room. They're speaking for the TV, not for each other.
And the thing I don't like about that is that you can make claims that you had conversations with no accountability that ever actually happened.
Yeah.
The other thing is there's arguments being made for positions that people take without them actually being informed. They might say, I bet, but they have no idea what the person's talking about.
Well, that's true of all of us, and that's a shame on all of us. That's the problem with our politics, we're a soundbite society.
But I have to say, if we have people go to work, instead of hiding in an office 8 hours a day and sitting in the same room and negotiating these points, the beginning of the day, there's 20 things they need to cover, and we have the accountability of seeing them actually discuss those, listening to the arguments. All of us might be better at actually voting.
Oh, we would be.
Because we would actually be informed. And I know, you know, being on the radio, you and I have to prepare for this. We have to read some things. So too many people are sitting on the couch not preparing for anything.
Yeah, and we get spoon-fed by cable TV.
Yeah, and I hope that people are listening and using their brains this afternoon, because it's so interesting, Steve, when you join us. I appreciate talking to you so much. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more from Steve McKee right after these words.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the band King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burner Ships, the world tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many favorites such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix My Eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeencountry.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jim Williams in studio with Steve McKee, businessman, author, and political commentator for us. And he also does this quite frequently, blogging. What are some things that you have out there that people can read, Steve?
Well, at McKeeWallwork.com, we have a thoughts section that you can't get to the bottom of. You can keep clicking more. You just can't. There's a lot there.
I love that.
Or you could go to WhenGrowthStalls.com. That's a little easier to remember. It takes you to the same place, WhenGrowthStalls.com.
When growth stalls, and you're just challenging people to think, really.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is all about.
And you said something off air just now. I want to get, last thing I'll say about this, and that is, you're a businessman, you have people of all kinds of faiths, all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of cultures, races, you name it. There's a lot of diversity. And they are all doing their job for the common purpose of
serving our clients, being a blessing to our clients and helping them grow.
And they get remunerated. Yes, they get paid. They have a nice
And you know
living.
What's crazy? We honestly like each other. Genuinely, I like everyone I work with. I mean, genuinely, even though we're very different.
And I'm baffled why we can't develop that same culture in politics. One more thing I'll say. When you make a bad business decision, it costs. It hurts your wallet.
Yes, it does.
And you are able to make some pretty fast changes. But in politics, it seems like, all right, President Obama comes up with Obamacare. And everybody, I think, is squawking about that because our health premiums went up. Now, I happen to think, and we'll talk about this another time, that the reason it went up is because the people that have procured medical devices and stuff, for example, I got a boot for a sprained ankle that I had. That boot did not cost to manufacture more than $12. The bill that the insurance company had to pay, and I had to pay the deductible, was $368. That's like that old $2,000 or $10,000 hammer that
the
Pentagon used to buy.
That's right.
So it's not so much that the Obamacare, in my mind, was the bad thing. It's the whole thing. We can't allow people to extort the market.
That's why we're back to the framers.
Right.
There's a saying that I often say, which is government should only do what only government can do. Because if anybody else can do it, it'll be done more efficiently and more effectively. The framers had a view of limited government. The powers of the government were enumerated in the Constitution, and they understood that we need to limit it. Now, it was designed to make slow decisions. It was designed to make slow decisions. So the fact that we get frustrated with Washington because things move slowly is actually a feature, not a bug. But it's making too many of our decisions now, and so it's screwing up our culture. There's a whole... The founders got it right. It was the best form of government ever invented, and it still is. We just need to get back to it.
Get back to it. So, Steve, is the world getting better or worse, my friend?
Today we're going to talk about the world getting better. There's so many ways in which the world is getting better from. I just pulled some statistics here. So, let me give you this. There's this great little website called humanprogress.org. I can't endorse this worldview, but they have some really cool stuff there. And they have this little tool that you can use based on the year you were born. So if you're 25 years old today, living in the United States, so millennial, 25 years old, since you were born, life expectancy has gone up by 4%.
Wow.
And since you were born, income per person has gone up by 56%.
56?
Yes. And if you're 50 or if you're 40 years old, a little bit older, life expectancy by 5% and income per person by 67%. One of the things we don't realize, and we talk about, again, back to the politicians, always talking about income inequality and all this stuff. What we don't realize is, what is an iPhone worth to you? You paid $350 for it. In terms of your quality of life, immense.
Steve, if you can find an iPhone today for $350, they're buy
free.
About 50 of them.
They're free because it's commoditized. That's a whole other show we could talk about. My point is air conditioning, television, transportation, communications, all these things increase our standard of living. So they are measures of wealth. So it's not simply what's my paycheck. It's what does my paycheck buy. Great example. There's a thing called the time price of commodities that, I mean, these economists, they like calculating this stuff. Something called the Simon Project. The Simon Abundance Index. So from 1980 to 2018, think about that. That's almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
The real price, if you factor in the time it takes to pay for it, the real price of sugar has gone down 86%, coffee 86%, cotton 80%, wheat 76%, the cost of beef has gone down 70%, tea 65%, natural gas 60%, chicken 41%. The cost of everything based on how much of my labor does it take to purchase it? So you factor in not only the price, but my labor has gone down immensely on all these things. And that's one of the reasons why 2 billion people around the world have been pulled out of poverty. It's one of the reasons why life expectancy around the world has made incredible, incredible gains. Just immense. In 1930, I believe it was, if you were 52 years old, you had a 2% chance of dying that year. You know what that number is now?
No.
You have a 2% chance of dying this year if you're 70.
Hmm.
That's how much life expectancy has increased in our lifetime. And it's happened all over the world, more so here because we're wealthy, but it's happened all over the world, which is just really fabulous. And there's a whole host of reasons for that. Technology, science, the rule of law, economic freedom, trade. All those things factor in, and these are things that we as humans with our ingenuity are figuring out. And we can't get past our human nature. That's why we need the rule of law. But on the most important measures, we're healthier, we're living longer, we're better fed, we're better educated. We have more of life. A king, the richest man in the world, King Solomon, did not have the lifestyle you have.
Wow. Even though he was
the wealthiest man in the world.
Wealthiest man in the world. Steve McKee, always thought-provoking. We'll have more with Steve after these messages. Please stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
I'm going to lose the farm, son.
I'm behind on the mortgage.
The doctor said one bad fall and you could never walk again.
I'd rather risk it than die a little bit every day.
The movie Bennett's War looks at the life of a former Army Ranger motorcycle scout who must take a dangerous risk to help his family. This motocross-focused film feels like it's lifted its core story from any number of sports movies. It talks of self-sacrifice and perseverance in addition to the tug and pull of doing what's right for your family. But this pick, like motocross itself, gets a little muddy, which shows up in some bad language. So we'll give Bennett's War a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review of the movie at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com. Com.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Steve McKee in studio with me talking about whether the world is getting better or worse. But before we go to Steve, I want to let everybody know that Copper Point Church needs a little help September 23rd through the 28th. Get involved with community events, service projects, and beautification projects as they show the love of Jesus to our community. It's called the Serve Week at Copper Point Church. If you would like to volunteer or know more information, find all the details on our website. Basically, you can go to Copper Point Church's website also or give them a call. But if you come to KNKT.com, we'll point you in the right direction. So Copper Point Church, Serve Week, that is September 23rd through 28th. Steve, these are good people doing neat things in our community.
They're great people.
And I have to say this, too. I've talked with Pastor Dustin and Pastor Nick over there about some stuff they're doing in the Highland Cluster.
Yes.
And I need everybody to know, they're going out and helping the football team get new equipment.
And filling the stands.
And filling the stands.
Which means so much to those kids.
And being on campus every day to provide tutoring. And this is without any strings. This is not getting in any faces and preaching the gospel and handing them tracts. This is people just loving on everybody.
If every church went to every school in its district, we're covered.
Yeah, we're covered, and what an encouragement. I mean, I hear so many things going on in the Highland Cluster that there's just devastating things happening to families.
Yeah.
And those kids need our help and blessing. We met with Holly Slade, Feed New Mexico Kids, and she's providing meals and all kinds of things to a lot of students in the Highland High School area that don't have meals on the weekends. So, again, compliment everybody for being out there and being available, and we just pray God will bless them and keep that going. So that sounds like the world's getting a little better through their efforts.
Through the arms and legs of Christ, right? Through the body of Christ.
Yes. Bet.
I want to give you a couple other points before we go. I mean, there's just so many examples. There are more people on Earth than there have ever been, right? Did you know there are more trees on Earth than there have ever been?
No,
and there's more food on Earth than there's ever been, and it's produced with fewer acres, and for a variety of reasons, because human ingenuity. God created us as creative beings, and as creative beings, we find our way out of solutions. And so the more people there are, not the worse, the more people there are, the better for all of us. But let me give you one statistical analysis and then one anecdote that I think you'll find funny. We were talking about history. If you go back to the time of Christ, in 2011 dollars, the average person in the world lived on $2 per day. Okay, so 2011 dollars is roughly equivalent to where we are now. At the time of Christ, the average person in the world lived on $2 per day. By the year 1800, that had risen only to $2.80, inflation adjusted, so, right? Since that time, by 2016, the number globally was $40. And in the U.S., the average person lives on $145 per day.
Wow.
That's how far we've come. And here's the anecdote that I think is hilarious that I observe. I'm fond of observing my own odd consumer behavior. For almost all of human history, we have tried to buy as many calories as we can for as little dollars as we can, right? Calories per dollar, that's what you're going for. In our culture, we have it so good that we actually pay more for fewer calories. Because if something is diet this or marketed as that, we'll pay a higher price for fewer calories. So what do you do at a restaurant? Well, that's too much food, right? So you pay more money for fewer calories. That shows you how spoiled we are as a culture and as a country, is that we pay more for fewer. For all of human history, it was the opposite.
You know, I have a nutritionist, Jennifer Bryan, on the show regularly. I have Dr. R. Downs, and they're constantly telling us, look, if it says low fat, low carb, don't eat it. It's processed food. The basic gist of what they teach is that, you know, if it's processed, you don't want to eat it. People that somehow live on farms and are raising their own food and everything, they may still eat red meat and some other things that others would not want to eat, but they seem to be healthier. And it's primarily because it's not processed. There's not refined sugars. There's not artificial sweeteners. There's not things like that. And had Dr. Richard Furman, who's the author of How to Get Your Blood glucose levels under control. And he's adamant about, you know, staying away from red meat, staying away from fats. Don't eat cheese. All the things I love, he doesn't want me to eat.
Of course. This is a good synthesis of what we've been talking about, because it's precisely that processing and the packaging that has enabled so many people to have so much everywhere. Yet there are downsides to everything. And this is the human progress, right? So somebody invents a preservative, and it enables people to have food that they never had before. And then we find out that maybe the preservative isn't so good for us, and so we adjust it, but we're always moving forward, humanly speaking, into more healthier options, more abundant options, better healthcare options. So it is easy to be a pessimist. It's easy to be down on stuff and shake our hands and our fists at politicians. And we do know the ultimate outcome will be when Christ returns, but God created us in his image, and he's a creator, and so much has happened to make the world a better place. I think it's good for us to keep that in mind, especially as we head into a weekend, maybe.
So you're a half-full kind of guy.
Don't ask my wife. She won't tell you.
But I believe in that optimism. I believe that we trust God. We trust what he's doing. But we also are aware that there's bad things that bad people do.
And the difference is we are agents. We are his hands. We are his feet. If we apply our minds and our bodies, whether you're a scientist or a pastor at Copper Point Church, to make the world a better place, that's what you do.
How do we overcome some of the biases toward people of faith?
It's spelled out for us in the New Testament. Mm. We love. Mm. We love. We turn the other cheek.
Which, by the way, isn't easy.
Oh, no.
I mean, the Bible's talking about loving your enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anybody can love their next-door neighbor. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's spelled out. Let's just dive into our New Testaments this weekend. We love and expect nothing in return, and that's how we overcome it. It doesn't mean we're going to win in a worldly sense, but that's what we're called to, right?
Let's summarize all of this in our state, in New Mexico.
Where
are we at in New Mexico, Steve?
Well, fortunately, we are part of the rising tide of the United States and actually Western civilization writ large. Fortunately, we are. Compared to the other parts of the nation, we have some issues. We are, believe it or not, we're the 10th most expensive state for families to live in. When you factor in not only the cost of living, which in some ways is lower, but what people earn. We have the 5th lowest median household income in the United States because we really have a lack of commerce here. And what concerns me more than anything is we have an out-migration of millennials, our young people, net out-migration. Public school attendance is down, which means, you know, in the culture writ large, people aren't having kids. In New Mexico, they're really not. Those that are being born to single parents, and we know the issues with that. Mm. And we are one of the few states in the union left where the baby boomer population is the biggest segment. So when you consider we're getting older, we're not getting richer, and the kids who need to support us are leaving, that presents some real issues for our state.
A lot of thought-provoking information they can find on your website. Give us that one more time, Steve.
WhenGrowthStalls.com. Click on the Insights button, and you can read anything you want.
And there's plenty of there for everybody to read. We always want to encourage everybody to be in the Word, because we know that ultimately everything depends on what the Lord does for us and how we listen to him. So thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Always a blast. We'll see you next time.
Is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.